front desk dog. The brief for independent clinic owners who have to raise fees in a year when every other headline says the vet is the bad guy? Picture the good client, the one who's been coming to you for 9 years, who knows your text by name, whose dog you've patched up more than once. She's standing at your front desk and the estimate prints, and you watch her face do the thing. That small flinch, the quick recalculation, the flush of something that isn't quite anger but is halfway there. And you feel it too because you know how that number reads right now. So here's the one move up front. When you raise your fees this year, move the price conversation earlier and split it into two. Pre-frame the value before the estimate ever prints. Then run the price talk and the payment talk as two separate steps. Not, here's the cost and here's how you'll pay in one collision. First, what your pet needs and what it costs. Then, as its own moment, how you can make that work. Do that, and a good client never has to choose between sticker shock and their pet in the same breath. Now let's talk about why this year is different, because it is. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, prices for veterinarian services rose about 6.6% in 2025. Meanwhile, the consumer price index for everything else, all the groceries and gas and rent, rose about 2.7%. So the vet bill climbed roughly 2.5 times faster than the cost of everything else your client buys. Stretch it over 4 years, from 2021 to 2025, and veterinary prices are up more than 21%. Your clients can feel that, even if they can't cite it. And they're not feeling it in a vacuum. This summer, the PBS NewsHour ran a segment on climbing vet costs and private equity ownership of clinics. Rising bills are a national news story now, complete with a villain, the faceless corporate owner squeezing pet parents. Here's the trap. When your client walks in already primed by that story, your fee increase doesn't read as, my trusted vet is tracking her real costs. It reads as, here it comes, they're all in it for the money. Independents get lumped in with a narrative they didn't write and mostly aren't driving. But, and this is the part that should steady you, your costs really did go up. Your staff wages, your drug and supply costs, your equipment, your rent. Raising fees isn't greed, it's staying open. The problem was never the number. The problem is a number that lands as a surprise, with no story attached, in the same breath as the payment ask. So the fix isn't a smaller raise, it's a better sequence. Here's the sequence that survives. Three parts. First, pre-frame the value before the estimate prints. That's the exam room moment, before anyone sees a dollar figure where you or your vet says what the plan is and why it matters. What you're recommending, what it's protecting the pet from, what happens if you wait. When a client understands what they're buying before they see the price becomes the cost of something they already want instead of a random toll. Second, itemize the why. A single scary lump sum is a mystery, and a mystery feels like a shakedown. A line item estimate that shows the blood work, the anesthesia monitoring, the medication, the recheck. That's a story. Same, total, completely different feeling. People don't resent a number they understand. They resent a number they can't see inside of. Third, and this is the front desk piece, separate the price conversation from the payment conversation. Train your team to run them as two distinct steps with a pause in between. Step one is the plan and the number delivered with calm confidence, no apology in the voice. Let it sit for a second. Step two is a different sentence entirely, where you or your team open up the ways to make it work. A payment plan, third-party financing, pet insurance, or a wellness plan you offer. When those two steps collide, a good client hears, pay up or your pet suffers, and nobody recovers gracefully from that. Which brings us to the hardest moment in your building, the one where a client genuinely can't afford care, and the conversation turns to whether to keep going at all. Please hear this part gently. The instinct is to discount your way out of it, to quietly knock the price down and save the day. But every discount you hand out to solve a payment problem quietly teaches your whole client base that your fees are negotiable, and it chips away at the number for everyone. Protect that moment with payment options, not price cuts. Options keep the relationship whole and keep your fees honest. That's not cold. That's what lets you still be open next year for the next family who walks in needing you. And here's one bit of context to hand your front desk so they can hold their heads up. the American Veterinary Medical Association, the American Animal Hospital Association, and the Veterinary Hospital Managers Association have all been tracking the same cost pressure across the profession. Your team isn't overcharging, they're tracking reality. When the person at the desk believes that, the client feels it too. So here's the part worth sitting with. You can't control the headlines, and you can't unhear the story your client walked in with, but you can control the sequence. Pre-frame the value, itemize the why, and split the price talk from the payment talk. Do that, and the raise stops being an ambush and starts being a conversation, the kind a 9-year client can actually understand. By the way, none of this is veterinary, legal, or financial advice. It's one owner-to-owner business read from a show with a dog at the front desk. If you want the exact words for that front desk, we built the fee conversation one-pager. The pre-frame line, the itemize the why checklist, the two-step price then payment script, and a plain English talking point on why your price is moved. Follow the front desk dog and grab it on the episode page so it's taped to your monitor before the next estimate prints, not after. The front desk dog, one paw on margins, stay independent, stay sharp.